Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
With the president up on Capitol Hill putting the strong charm approach to work on lawmakers, you have to wonder, when President Obama comes calling at your congressional office and you're one of the president's unrelenting opponents, what do you do? I mean, do you pull down the repeal Obamacare signs? Do you get your picture taken with the socialist in chief? I mean, I don't know. How in this moment of divisions and bitterness do both sides put down the cudgels? Well, that's easy. Lobster.
Good to see you, sir. Mr. President, welcome to lunch.
Thank you so
it's
much.
Great to have you.
I appreciate
Susan serving lobster today.
That's what I would expect out of Maine Senator. Bragging a little bit.
That's right.
Very cordial sounding. President Obama meeting Senate Republicans for a cordial lunch date yesterday. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Did you get any lobster, Todd?
Well, John, I didn't. It was pretty interesting to stand there next to the president and Senator Collins and Senator McConnell as they said they were going to have lobster. For people who are a little disappointed that senators and presidents are eating lobster in this time of sequestration, you should know lobster trading at a market low for 18 years, an 18-year low. So that was some cheap lobster.
All right. So the economic indicator of lobster, we've actually done that story on this show.
Yeah.
How does this approach work on the Hill? Does it involve a whole lot of photo ops, or do you really see the debate moving on some of these tough issues?
Well, look, the photo ops are certainly part of it. There's no way around that. It's good optics for the president to be seen reaching out and for members to be welcoming him. However, every single lawmaker I talked to said that it helps. Now, some senators who've been around for a long time told me this kind of thing can work if these meetings, these photo op meetings, are followed up by consistent outreach. In the Senate Republican conference that took place yesterday, that you just heard sound from, by the way, senators said it was highly substantive. They said they got down into the weeds on some issues. It wasn't just eating lobster and smiling. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas was in on the meeting, John. He had a lot of questions himself. He said it was actually substantive. Listen.
I think the whole attitude is one of the recognition that we have some big ticket items that are crucial to our country, and that we have a very limited amount of months left, about a nine-month period where we could possibly come together. I didn't say probable, but I said it's possible, and I think that is his genuine intent.
And is that the president compromising, or is that Republicans giving in on some of these tough revenue questions?
Well, of course, it's both. And that conversation was a lot easier in the Senate in both meetings with Republicans yesterday, with Democrats earlier this week, than it was in the House. In two separate sessions, with House Republicans and with House Democrats, you found much more skeptical members of Congress. On the right, Republicans, skeptical they don't trust the president, skeptical that the president is actually going to make a deal with them and not try to box them in for 2014 as tax-cutting zealots. On the Democratic side, the progressive side, some discomfort with the president's idea of recalculating Social Security, of even putting entitlements on the table. And I understood that both of those meetings got a little testy. Now, the president worked hard. Let's start with the progressives, John. Let's start with the Democrats. Here's Pete DeFazio. He's a real liberal. He's from Oregon in the House. Pete DeFazio does not want Social Security on the table. He's told the president that. But he said that the president's effort yesterday might have actually made him a little more comfortable. Listen.
And he said on Social Security that, you know, he wasn't going to lead with that and give it away, but he thought that if he can bring the Republicans to the table on revenues and you could build in something to protect, lower-income seniors, he went on at some length. I mean, I'm not necessarily won over, but, I mean, he had a very good rationale and was well-received.
So what about disappointment?
Well, on the Republican side, there was plenty of it. You heard it encourage Pete DeFazio there. Look, Republicans on the House side, who they are the most vehement in the Congress, they just don't trust President Obama. They all said they were happy that he was there. They were all a little bit skeptical that it would mount to much. Now, listen to David Price. David Price is an important conservative in the House. He's chairman of the Republican Study Committee. That makes him the leader of a large block of the conservative wing. He's from Georgia, from Newt Gingrich's old district, as a matter of fact. Listen.
If this is a first step in a process, then that's helpful. If this is just the president checking the box,
then it will have no effect whatsoever.
What does he mean, president checking a box?
President checking the box, coming to say, I've met with you guys, I've posed for the cameras, instead of some real tough negotiations. They don't believe that he's serious about really reforming entitlements. And, John, as you know, many of them will never, ever vote to raise taxes. It's going to take a coalition of Republicans and Democrats in order to do that. Here's a Republican, John, who's not likely to be part of that coalition. When you want to talk about skepticism amongst House Republicans, which President Obama did confront this week, this is Mike Burgess from Dallas.
For a rank-and-file member like myself, you know, there's a lot of disappointment. The road has been strewn with so much disappointment that it's just hard for me to take a lot of elation out of this meeting.
Of course, from the Democratic perspective, and even from the president's perspective, you know, there hasn't been a lot of flexibility on the Republican side, with the exception of, you know, what happened right at the end of the sort of fiscal cliff negotiations at the end of the year, beginning of January.
That is true. And that helps explain why the president, while he met with everyone this week, is focusing his efforts really on the Senate. Senate Republicans, more of them have said that they're open to the idea of the grand bargain, pairing some changes to Social Security and possibly Medicare in exchange for hundreds of billions, perhaps $500 or $600 billion in new revenue from tax reform. That conversation so far, John, gets no truck in the House whatsoever. And that helps explain why the president is having dinner and having side conversations with people like Lindsey Graham and John McCain and other Republican senators who are open to the conversation. Will it go anywhere? It's unclear. Did it help this week? It certainly didn't hurt. You know, John, I kind of liked what Pat Roberts had to say as he was walking into the elevator yesterday. He has a way with words, Senator Roberts, and he kind of summed up the good feeling coming out of the meeting with the president.
Dripping with honey, right? Mm. Smothering people with the milk of human kindness and hopeful that it won't curdle.
You know, the mystery to me here, though, is that the sequester seems to be sitting just fine with all these folks, Republicans and Democrats. I don't hear a whole lot of urgency.
Well, that's actually not true. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of consternation on sequestration. They're trying to turn off parts of it in dealing with the continuing resolution, which they're trying to get passed to avoid a government shutdown. John, it's sequestration itself that's making it difficult right now for everybody who says they don't want a government shutdown to get past it. And that debate is going on in the background. If there is a grand bargain, if this $2 trillion or $2.2 trillion deal sometime between now and the summer, when kind of politically the clock runs out, if that deal is to be done, turning off the sequester is a huge part of it. Lawmakers really want to do it. President Obama really wants to do it. And part of making this deal is getting those cuts turned off and sort of reapportioned in a way that everybody feels is smarter and doesn't affect their districts.
Well, maybe they should just do it then. That's the mystery always. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Pleasure, John.